the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meat boy.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy normal.
Thank you, Austin.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park. No, that's not the end of the show. It's just the beginning, you silly sausage. There's still about 29 minutes to go, give or take. Joel Kasem is my name, but you can call me Lord Joel Kasem. And please allow me the pleasure of introducing my singular co-host. Another year, another snubbing at the Grammys, it's Mick Rad.
I had my hoodie all ready on the Zoom to look all hot and cool and, you know, sexy for the Grammys. No, go this year.
I know.
I think that Eurovision, that Eurovision movie, I thought it was going to win something for Ya Ya Ding Dong, but it didn't. Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
Oh, it's very funny.
The one with Rachel McAdams and Will Ferrell. No, I have not watched it.
I don't know why I brought that up, but the Oscar nominations came out this week as well.
Okay.
As we are a sports show, we should talk about such things.
Yes.
Lots of Netflix movies, like nominated, like something like 30-something nominations for Netflix movies. So okay. You don't even have to leave your house now.
Yeah.
You can just watch all the Oscar movies at home.
What do we think? Is that the way the world is going to eventually go? No more cinemas?
Yeah, we're not going to be allowed outside at all, eventually. Not into the world. We'll just all stay inside.
That's and watch really Netflix.
Good. Yeah, and just watch Netflix.
Here we go.
What?
Did Netflix start the coronavirus?
On purpose.
On purpose. So everyone was
you
like,
found the agent patient zero. it's a Netflix like marketing person.
Yeah.
They've gone, ha
ha. Yeah. Keep everyone at home.
But like it wasn't so long, like 1 year ago, maybe even 2 years ago, 1 year ago, there was like the first Netflix movie that like got nominated. I think it was Roma.
Okay.
A couple of years ago. And it was like, oh, shock horror. Mm. How dare you have a Netflix film getting nominated for an Oscar. Now it's like they're all over the place. So
what? How does this work? Do Netflix make the movie? Do they buy the rights to a movie? Is that how
they're the production company. So just like you'd have Universal or 20th Century Fox or... Yeah.
It's made through
Disney.
Netflix.
Yeah. It's made Netflix fronting up the money to produce the thing, and then they're getting lots of money back from all the people who watch it.
Well, there you go.
I know.
Everyone's learning on this show, and that's what I like. Yeah, anything good on the Oscar norms that you saw?
We're filming this on a Thursday in Sydney, which weather is just teeming down. Just thrashing down. I was supposed to go to outdoor cinema tonight. I was even going to forego going to my football game.
Wow.
To go to an outdoor cinema with my wife because she asked me.
Aww.
Oh, nice.
That's so cute.
It pissed down rain, so I'm going to the footy instead. So,
okay. And now is she going with you to the footy?
No. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean.
Yeah. You were like, I'll give up the Parramatta game.
No, but she wouldn't. No. I didn't even ask, to be honest. But I mean, there was no point.
What was the film?
Minari. It's one of the ones nominated for Best Oscar and stuff. It's got the guy
Best
from
Oscar.
Best Oscar. It's one of the ones, it's got the guy from Walking Dead in it.
There's a few people.
Glenn from Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's
sure.
Like the main character. And Korean-speaking movie. So it's like really groundbreaking.
Okay. I think the best Oscar is my nephew, whose name is
Oscar. Oh. Jeez, what a sap. How's your week? What's happening?
Like you said, if you're out of Sydney and listening to the show and you haven't seen any sort of weather updates, it is very wet here. It's been quite wet the last few days. Therefore, I've used that as an excuse to not do anything.
It's perfect reason.
It is, isn't it?
Like, you don't even want to go to the shops, but also you don't want to order delivery because then you just feel bad for the delivery drivers with going to that in that weather. But so you just eat nothing.
You find that when it is raining, you jump onto, I don't know if we're allowed to say it, an app that delivers food.
Yes.
A food delivering service app.
Yes.
And all the places like no delivery partners in this area because everyone's like, I'm not going to.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
So they don't have any drivers or any riders or people to do it. Fair enough, too. I wouldn't want to be out in
this. No, it would suck.
I've walked here. I'm saturated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm drenched as well.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, everyone.
Well, yes, the amount of trouble we go to bring you this show every single week. Be grateful, humans.
Before we get on to how your week has been, Gabby isn't here. We haven't introduced her yet. Wait. She's not here.
Oh, no, she's not here. I just realized. She's never here. No, never actually, here. I've been at home the last few weeks, so I haven't even been in the studio.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But it's nice to be back. But yes, no, Gab. Unfortunately, let's have a spin a wheel and see which ailment she's got this week. Sorry, Gab. That was very insensitive of me.
It is, because she's very unwell. For those who've never heard the show before, hello. It's nice to have you here. But Gabby is sick almost once every 2 weeks.
Surely she's run out of sick leave.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you run out of personal leave, then you've got to start taking his annual leave.
Yeah.
She must be cutting into an annual leave.
She'd be onto her long service now, I think.
So she's going to have to do Across the Park until she's 85 to compensate for all the leave that she's taken.
Yeah.
Hear that, Gab? You're with us for life.
There's no way she heard it, because there's no way she's gone back and listened to this episode. She's not listening live, or not live, but she's not listening on 2SER right now.
Like you are, 2SER 107.3. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. And she's probably definitely not listening on any sort of podcasting streaming apps.
Spotify, Wooshka, Apple.
Apple. Is it Apple or iTunes? Or is it, they both?
Apple Podcasts? Is that how you get to iTunes? I don't use Apple. What is an Apple?
I know.
You know what I did this week? I rebuilt a computer. That was my sport.
Oh, okay.
That was fun, wasn't it?
What did you rebuild?
I got a motherboard, a CPU, some RAM, and tried to put it all together and make it work.
A motherboard and a fatherboard that love each other very much, and they make a new PC.
Totally. Yeah. And then you put it all together and push the button and hope that it works. It did not.
Oh.
So I had to, and then I turned it on and I was in the BIOS like trying to make it work. And suddenly when it came up and told me that my CPU core was over 100 degrees.
Oh.
Like, that's hot.
Yeah, that is warm.
Yes. So I turned it off quickly and went, okay, that's not good. And then I realized that my whole heat sink and fan was all out of alignment. There wasn't enough thermal paste. It was very deep.
Is this something you've done before?
I have.
Okay.
I used to do IT. I used to do computery things. But I haven't built a computer for 10 years. So when I did it this week, I thought, oh, yeah, gung-ho. I know how to do this. And,
yeah.
You know, I used to do it all the time. Yeah. And then you forget all the tech changes and everything's new and all these new acronyms come up and you don't know what they are.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm learning.
Throw an acronym at me. I'll see if I can get it.
UEFT.
UEFT. under.
Oh, here we go.
Every 5 trees.
I just made it up anyway, so.
It's not a real thing.
I got it wrong. I've forgotten what it is as well. Oh, damn it.
It's okay.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It
doesn't matter.
But are we going into my week now?
We've already started.
Is this content? soccer was rained out this week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We're into the semi-finals. So the semi-final has been rained out. But as I greatly showed off to you all in the group the other day, our team is undefeated.
Unreal.
We have 13 more goals than anybody else in the comp.
Wow.
3 of the 5 top goal scorers are from our team.
Wow.
I'm second with 6 goals. And we had a semi-final and it got rained out. So what does that mean? What happens now?
I don't know.
Well,
is it rhetorical?
I'm glad you asked.
glad you asked.
No, they're going to play 2 games in 1 week next week. But guess what? It's expected to rain as well. So what happens then? Do we just win by default?
Yeah.
The 2 greatest words in the English language. Default. But the week before that, to keep our undefeated streak going,
yeah,
it was 3-3 with 2 minutes to go.
Oh.
Now, this game, there was 2 guys. You've got 5 side, right? And you got 2 guys. We only had 2 guys. So it was 3 girls, 2 guys. We had one of the guys in goal for a while. And then the ref said, you can't have 2 guys and 1 in the goal. You've got to both be on the field. But it's like, he is on the field. But no, you got to be in the outfield.
Okay.
So we had to move, shuffle around. So the 2 guys were out there, 2 girls and then 1 girl in goals.
Yep.
And it was 3-1, 3-2, 3-all. And it was 3-all about 2 minutes to go. And it was like, oh, this is getting tense. We had a ring in. You know, it's always good to have a ring in. And she took the corner and chipped it, like, into the corner. And here I was. It was like slow motion. I ran into the center of the box. She chipped it in. And the ball, like, was just coming straight from my forehead. Like, it was just going to hit it. I didn't even have to do anything. But I shut my eyes. because, you know, it's scary when a ball's coming to your face.
And yeah. I pushed my head forward like this.
And the ball landed like flush in my forehead, like exactly where you wanted to.
Yeah.
I opened my eyes and the ball had just gone into the like top of the net. Like, oh my God. Thing is, everyone looked around like they didn't believe it. Like, I didn't even know if I scored because my eyes were shut. And everyone just goes, what just happened? And then everyone comes up and gives me a hug. And the goalie even said, oh, that was a great goal.
Yeah.
So it was like, that was my moment of glory for this whole season.
Well done.
That's what makes sport worthwhile.
Absolutely. So you got up to 4-3. You won 4-3 that game.
4-3. We hung out for the last 2 minutes. And
then you got yourselves through to the semis, which you didn't play.
Which you didn't play, yeah.
And through to next week, which you may not play.
Next week. No, well, hopefully the weather won't be as bad as this week, eh? Next week.
Well, we'll have to
And we're playing two games in one night, so it's going to be hectic. But, good fun.
Good fun.
Good fun.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
To you and your team. Can't remember the name of your team. Pancake something?
Prawn cocktails.
That's it. Prawn cocktails.
We wear, like, orange. You know, like, the prawn sauce? That's the color of our outfit.
Okay. Mm. Very nice.
Thanks.
Okay. How many more weeks? Sorry, after if
that's it. Like next week's the last week, and then it's Easter and nothing else.
Okay.
Mm. Then next season starts in like 3 weeks.
Oh, pretty quick.
You know, there's not much turnaround, not much off season.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
And what about you? Are you swimming or anything? What are you doing?
No, I've spoken about it and just haven't done it yet. Will though.
Kudo.
At some point.
Sure you will.
It will happen. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we talk some sport then?
I think there's something going on this week. Like sports-wise?
Yeah, like what?
So we should talk about it.
Okay.
Short!
Gabby, it's sport.
She is
Even me. After all these years, she still can't say sport right.
Shall we start with the NRL?
Oh, yes, we should. Round one down. Can I give you a stat, Joel?
Please.
In round one of the NRL in 2021, 321 points were scored.
Wow.
That is ridiculous.
That's a lot.
That's how bad the quality of football was last week. Like, seriously. Did you watch some games?
I watched, I watched a couple. Yep.
And there's a lot of drop ball. There's a lot of just bad defense.
Yeah.
Just like people just dropping the ball cold, like really good players.
Yeah.
And it wasn't great standard, but it's round one. I suppose we expect it, right? But that's an average of 40 points per game.
That is a lot. And considering one team scored 0 points.
Exactly.
That is a lot.
That would be the Cowboys.
We'll kick off with the Cowboys, actually. Not a team to be considered a true contender this year.
Mm.
Like I said, they lost 24-0 to the Panthers. This is their first game with new coach Todd Payton.
Yep.
And you lose 24-0. There was a lot of talk around the way he used Jason Tomalolo.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
Why?
Breaking news.
Oh, what? Hang on.
He just broke his hand.
No way.
He's out for a month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm true. I'm true. I'm true. You're false.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, it only just happened.
So, really?
But you're right. Tomalolo, one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
And Peyton.
I mean, he's the highest paid forward.
Yeah.
And what are you looking at?
No, I'm looking at the sky to see how much money he's making.
So highest paid forward in the game.
Yep.
Todd Payton used him very bizarrely last week. This is a guy who plays north of 60 minutes per game. Took him off early, brought him on late up around halftime.
Yep.
And then in the press conference, pretty much blamed him. If you can hear talking outside our studio, sorry, it's our fans. We're just pleased. They're
cheering. It's like those, tell them to settle down sometimes.
It's like those terrible morning programs where people are standing outside with the signs. That's what we have here in our studio. I don't even know how they get in.
This isn't sunrise.
Thank Christ. So forget what I was saying. Cowboys had a shocker.
No, not great. And look, that doesn't bode well for them.
No.
I'm not quite remember who they got this week, but yeah. Other big games,
we'll get to that in a second.
No, sorry.
Let's talk about the Roosters.
Who had the biggest win,
over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hammering a woeful Manly 46-4. But the talking point from this game wasn't necessarily the massive score or the fact that Manly were very poor. It was the Roosters don't have a goal kicker. So last year they had, in the halves, they had Flanagan
Yeah, Kyle
Flanagan. Kyle Flanagan, thank you.
He was kicking. It was okay.
No, he was very good. He kicked 91 from 113 attempts last year, which is an 80.5% success rate, which is quite good in the NRL. They got rid of him and kept Lachlan Lamb, who doesn't kick.
Mm.
Not saying he's a bad player or anything, but he's not a goal kicker.
But Takiyahu has kicked a lot in the past.
He has, but the problem with him is he doesn't play 80 minutes. He's not an 80-minute footballer.
That is a problem. And he's not... He's not awesome. Like I'm not saying forwards can't kick, but generally forwards can't kick.
It's very rare that you see it. Aside from maybe
Cameron Smith.
Yeah, your number nines might kick, but are they really forwards? I mean, they do a lot of tackling. I should shut up. They don't really have anyone aside from him who kicked 4 from 5 last week.
Mm.
They gave James Tedesco a turn. He kicked a few, missed some terrible ones. And this is the thing, they smashed Manly, that was fine, it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But if they're going up against higher ranked teams, like the Storm or whatever, and it comes close to,
it's a
goal in to win, it's not good. Like, take us from a Tigers fan, I know this, we haven't had a goal kicker for years and years.
It's like when you have a fantasy team and you get all excited, you have his perfect team, and then he gets round one and go, oh crap, I haven't got a goal kicker.
Yeah.
You'd think a professional football team might have, actually considered that.
Yeah.
When they were making their team up.
Mm-hmm.
Sucked to be them, but they still scored 9 tries. So, who needs goals if you can just score tries?
Yeah. All right. Okay, so speaking of my terrible team, how soon is too soon to put a name on the wooden spoon?
Ooh.
That rhymed. That was very good.
You and the Cowboys can compete for it, maybe.
The Tigers were terrible against the Raiders, especially in that second half. First half, not so bad. They had spent a lot of time on their own goal line and were defending very well. Only one try let through. It was 6 all at half time.
Yeah.
But they came out in the second half and were so bad. And it's the same players doing the same stupid things.
I'll trust you there. But you did go to Canberra, and playing in Canberra is always hard.
Yeah, and Canberra are definitely going to be one of the top 4 teams this year.
I wouldn't get too down yourself yet, Jolly.
I'm down.
Don't get down.
I'm down. We've got the Roosters this weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, maybe be down.
I'm staying down.
My team, however, had this really weird thing where
yes.
2 years ago, the first game of the season was against the Panthers. We were up 14-0 at halftime, ended up losing 24-14.
Right.
This year, round one, we were horrendous. The first half was terrible. Much like your Tigers, the Eels couldn't score a point in the first half. Actually, you did score a point, but we were terrible.
Yeah.
14-0, halftime, down, terrible. We just turned around after the second. All the fans in all the forums were just like chopping up their memberships, burning their jerseys. They were over it. This is it. Half a game and we're out. Screw this. That's how fickle bloody Parramatta fans are. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we turned around, thanks to bloody Reese Marnie. I want to say Mahoney, but it's pronounced Mahoney.
Mahoney.
From dummy half, scored the first try, and then we just scored. Bang, bang, bang. We started realizing we can score tries.
Yeah.
It was good. We did what we were supposed to do against a team that aren't very good in the Broncos.
No, well, that's the thing. Like, it was the Broncos, and it was whatever it was, 16-14-0 at halftime.
Mm.
You obviously watched the game. What were you thinking?
Only the second half.
Oh, you only watched the second
half? I caught the highlights, but I actually was at a wedding dinner. So I couldn't watch it very easily on my phone without looking like a douchebag. And my wife would have punched me. So, I saw all our tries and I saw how we got good, but I didn't see how crap we were until I watched the replay and then realized, yes, we were really crap.
Well, anything else from round one?
Storm looking good again, which is a bit unfortunate.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. It's not good. We don't like that at all.
This is a team that now lost their big three that everyone's talking about. Big three. They're all finally gone now.
Yeah.
And they're just still good.
the time this goes to air, the Eels would have played the Storm
at
a very, very wet Bankwest Parramatta Stadium. I don't know what's going to happen.
No.
But they don't call us slippery Eels for nothing. Do you want to know a prediction?
I mean, it's a Storm.
Yeah.
They're playing in a storm. It's like they get an extra player.
So who's going to win, the slippery Eel or the stormy Storm?
Time will tell.
Yeah, like, how some people like only tip the teams which would win in a real fight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really dumb way to tip. What else is happening this weekend? What other games?
We've got Warriors and Knights, Gold Coast and Brisbane, Bulldogs and Panthers, Manly and Souths, Cowboys.
Ooh, Cowboys, Saints. Dragons. That'll be interesting. They're both pretty crap. And you've got the Roosters.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit early to say who's going to rise to the top yet this year.
Yeah, but if you're a tipping person, I feel like this week could be one of your easiest weeks.
I tipped 7 from 8 in the first week.
Oh, well done.
I got the Titans wrong.
Titans, yeah. Now Titans were a bit of a...
Everyone's been talking them up and I believe them and that was wrong. Don't believe the hype.
Well, I mean, again, it's one game. And they finished really strongly last year, so maybe that's their thing. Like, they're a back-end team.
Okay, then. Let's go on to... Oh, can I preface this next segment?
Sure.
With a classic.
Okay.
Quote. You know Peter Volandis?
Yeah.
That guy? He's, you know, the NRL chief executive or whatever. Is that what you call him? Or he used to be?
Yeah, I don't know. He's the top.
He's the top?
Yeah.
Anyway, he doesn't obviously like AFL much. This is what he had to say about AFL today. I've never been a fan. I don't want to take anything away from the great athletes of the AFL. They're great athletes and they have to be because it is such a boring sport. Anyway.
So you have to be a... What? That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it never makes sense. This is a guy who calls rugby league rugby league. He's basically saying they are great athletes and they have to be because it's a boring sport. Poor AFL. It starts this weekend. It starts last night.
Yeah. yes. So this is the wrong thing.
Oh.
Sorry. Yes, kicked off last night. So no better time for us to look at the rest of the season.
Now you and I aren't the hugest AFL fans.
No.
Which is not great for a sports show. We should really get someone who does know about AFL.
Yep.
But it's one of those. I was in Tasmania last week, and Tasmania's like AFL. Like they're more like Melbourne people than anyone else, I guess. And I ran to my mate who goes for Richmond Tigers, who have won 3 of the last 4 premierships.
That's right.
And this is a guy that Richmond didn't win for like 40 years or something before they won like a few years back. And it's like my Eels, right? We haven't won for 35 years. And I just had to ask him, you know, what it's like now to be supporting a team that is actually winning. Like, do you feel like, are you happy all the time? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Do you just get happy? Because, I mean, I've stopped being too, I don't get too emotional about my games anymore, but... This guy, like, he's passionate, so passionate. Like, his moods swing because they win or lose. And so I asked, are the Tigers going to win this year? You know, are you going to go well? And he's just like, they're bloody better. Like, he's just, like, so passionate about it. Now, he won't let them lose.
Yeah.
And that's scary. Like, AFL fans are like that, I feel like. They're, like, so hardcore. And you see him at games just, like, clenching their teeth and punching the air.
Yeah.
And accidentally punching the person next to him and then fighting and then blood on the field. And it just turns into a terrible, terrible thing. People died.
I hope not. You are right, though. If the Tigers do win again this year, he's gone.
Yes.
They will have won 4 premierships in 5 years, which has only ever been done twice before. Mm. Collingwood and Melbourne are the only 2 teams to have ever done that before. So it's a big feat, but I can't see them not winning again this year.
They've got the same team. Like, they've still got all the great players. Every other team is chopped and changed, and there's people going all over the place. But not Tigers. Pretty much the same crew. I can't see why they would lose.
No.
But they finished 3rd last year. They still won it.
Yeah.
Port was minor premiers, but then they stuffed it up like just at the end. That's right. Port played Tigers in like preliminary final and should have beaten them. They were playing better than them and the Tigers still got up.
Yeah.
That was a sort of, the story of it.
Who else is going to go good? Geelong Cats. They lost in the grand final last year to the Tigers.
Yeah, they're a good team.
They're a good team. They also bought well.
Yeah.
So they're a stronger team.
The Lions apparently going to have a good season. Yeah. Brizzy. They've come 2nd, I think, the last 2 years or something, like on the ladder. But they haven't quite reached the final yet. So it's a bit of a bugger for them. And then at the bottom, the other end, you're going to have like North Melbourne. I think they're going to suck.
Adelaide Crows.
Adelaide. Oh, my God. They got their first wooden spoon last year.
Like, and we'll probably get it
ever.
Again.
Yeah. And the Broncos did too. Was that their first wooden spoon? No, I think it was their 2nd or something.
I don't. Actually, it might have been their 1st.
Yeah. Maybe.
So the Adelaide Crows coach has already said that he'll be blooding some new players this year before the season's even started. Now, for those of you who don't like sport too much, to say that is basically saying, we're not going to win much. We're just going to give some young people a turn so they get used to it in the future.
Yeah. When you hear that from a coach, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a long season.
You normally hear it maybe halfway through the season when you know you're not going to do too well. But at the beginning of the season, before you've even played one game, he doesn't look good. Yeah, and for the Sydney teams, GWS went from losing the grand final in 2019 to not even making the eight last year.
Yeah.
But they are a team this year I think will probably win more than they lose and should just make the eight.
Mm.
The Swans, on the other hand, have finished in the bottom four over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And last year was a bit difficult because they only played 4 home games because of COVID and stuff. Like, most of the games were played.
Yeah, I think we all forget how last year was not only a shorter season, but it was also shorter games.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was a lot less points being scored.
Yeah.
This year, we're back to the normal length of the season and the games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll get tired really quickly now.
Maybe.
but hopefully, crossing fingers, we'll have a full season for everyone.
Yes. That's it for that. Yep, let's move on.
Yeah, I guess. Who's going to win, Tigers?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Richmond.
I guess. My mate loves them. Like, I feel like I better support him.
In the AFLW, with 2 rounds to go in the regular season, GWS have kept their finals chances alive with a win over the Saints last Saturday. The Giants beat St Kilda by 20 points to move within a game of the finals. A final spot, in Saturday's opening match. But Melbourne, who are sitting 6th, so it's a top 6 in AFLW, double the gap by hammering Adelaide by 28 points. So, yeah, 2 rounds left with the top 6 making it. And GWS play Geelong this Saturday at 1:10.
Go the Giants.
Go the Giants. All right. Do you want to do a quick wait? I've got it.
Ellen Perez update.
Echo.
Someone discovered a new effect, didn't they? was that you at the beginning?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you. You had a lower voice. You just like, you know, had you had some...
That's my normal voice.
Scotch or something?
No, I put on this voice for the show.
Can you do it now? Pause?
Yeah, sure.
Ellen Perez update.
No, you. Without pushing the button, you cheat. Okay, Ellen Perez, as you know, she's our favourite tennis player here at Across the Park because she came on our show. Anyone who comes on our show becomes our favourite forever. She's over in Mexico, would you believe, eating tacos in her hotel room, which they give to her and she makes us the best. She was competing in the Guadalajara tournament over there. She didn't quite qualify for singles, but that's okay because she kicks ass at doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And... this is a new tournament, WTA 250 tournament, which means it's like in the top 250 players can play in it, blah, blah, blah. She teamed up with Astra Sharma, another Aussie.
Yep.
And they bloody won it.
Yes.
They bloody won the doubles. It's just her second WTA title, doubles title. So good on her.
Well
done,
Ellen.
Bloody awesome, Ellen. Well done. And she's back to eating tacos and hanging out with all the mates. It's good to see that she had a good start to the year. We're going to keep updating you with whatever happens from here on. We'll see what country she ends up next. They're all going to America now for like some Miami tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all
backwards.
Thank
you for the...
Ellen Perez update.
No worries.
Well done. All right, we have one question to do for a game.
Oh, God, but this game's terrible. This game's terrible!
That's not fair!
It is.
All right. Which question should I do?
Which team did
Australia beat to win the Women's T20 World Cup at the MCG?
India. Da-da-da-da.
Well done. That's all.
That was easy. Biggest sporting event. Biggest gathering of people in any place last year.
Except for all the people outside our studio right now.
Bye.
Thank you very much. That's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
They're coming in. Stop them.
They're coming. Gabby, help. They're coming.
Stay sporty.
See you next week.